Hello and welcome back to the Leadership Loop podcast. This summer, I am sharing shorts about what I'm learning as a leader. And my hope and desire is that you would be learning along with me because I believe leaders are learners. Leaders are people who are constantly trying to get better so they can help other people along the way. So as we go today, I'm going to start off with a story. I remember one time I was at my family's house, and this was just about 2 years ago. And afterwards, Sarah, my wife, looked at me and she said, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "Me? I'm great." She said, "You don't seem like it." I said, "What do you mean? I had a great time." And she said, "Your arms were crossed. You were quiet. You didn't engage. What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "I was just relaxed. I was comfortable." And she helped me see that the way that I was interacting was not communicating something good to the people around me. And so I had to become more aware of myself, more aware of what I was projecting, more aware of how people were perceiving me. And she just said, "You looked like a jerk." Thanks, sweetheart. But it's those words of truth that you need from people so that you can grow and get better. And so here's what I'm learning and what I want to share with you today is I'm learning to be more relational. Now, maybe that just sounds so dumb to you, but I think it's so important. Every single one of us is in the people business. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you're a banker, a grocer, a parent, whatever you do, we are in the people business. I've heard it said that leadership is 10% work and 90% people. Like if you think about it, leadership isn't about projects, it's about people. It's not about getting huge things done, it's about helping other people win. And so when you come into contact with people, each one of those people has a unique story. Each one of them has unique goals that they're trying to achieve, and they're in your path for a reason. How can you help them win? That's what leaders do. So I want to share with you some of the things that I'm learning personally to do just to be more relational. This stuff may be so simple. You may own this. That's awesome. But this is where I'm growing, and maybe something will help you as we go through this. So first, I'm learning to slow down. I can get so caught up in the tasks through my day, and I'll be going along and hurrying through things, and then I'll rush past people. I'll do that with my kids. I'll do that with my wife. I'll do it with my friends. And then I've asked this question of myself recently: why are you going so fast? And I think if you ask that question of yourself when you're hurried, you might say, "I don't know. I don't know why I'm going so fast. I'm just in a rush." That's the speed of our culture. And if you slow down, then you can love and help people. Another thing I'm learning to do, and maybe you've heard me talk about this before, but drop the phone. Just get off of the phone, look at the person in front of you. The person on the other side of your phone is not as important as the person right in front of you. Again, God has that person right in front of you for a reason. So lean in, love them, help them in whatever way you can. That's what leaders do. Another thing I'm learning is to make better eye contact. Now, I'm one of those people who I like to look away and not look straight into the eyes. I don't know if that's you, but when someone holds my gaze for a long time, I start sweating. I don't like it. This makes me uncomfortable. But I'm learning the importance of eye contact, slowing down, looking someone in the eyes. And then here's the next thing. I'm learning to be a better active listener. I'm one of those people who can shut up and let someone else talk. And then in my brain, I am somewhere else. Have you ever done that? And I'm learning to not be somewhere else, but to be present and to listen actively. So asking questions, following along, not just thinking about my response, but thinking about how they're feeling, what they're saying, and what is my best way to add value to them in that moment. So I'm learning to slow down, drop the phone, make good eye contact, have active listening be part of my time with people. And I'm also trying to speak more words of life into other people's lives. As I want to be a person who helps others. Man, be a person who speaks words of life. If you see something, you know how they're in the airport, they say, if you see something, say something. I think that's a great rule for leaders too. If you see something positive, say something positive, because that is a way to bring life to other people. Finally, if you want to lead people, it's really all comes back to loving people. Love is doing what's best for another, no matter what it costs you. And leadership is really just about loving people. It's doing what's best for another, no matter what it costs you. Leaders make sacrifices so that other people can make advances. And if you want to lead people, love people. Do what's best for them, no matter what it costs you. That is the Jesus way of leading. So those are some of the things that I'm learning about being more relational. I'm going to get into the most difficult thing for me is how to be relational in the midst of conflict. I am someone who hates conflict. I love peace, but I want to avoid conflict at all costs. But I'm learning that loving others means actually moving towards others in the midst of conflict. It means moving towards them because it's an actual opportunity to find unity. It's an opportunity to show grace. It's an opportunity to speak words of life. It's an opportunity to find more common ground. And so if you're like me and you want to move away from conflict, I want to just challenge you right now that one of the best things you can do is actually move towards conflict with love and grace. So what does it look like to move towards others in the midst of conflict? One is you can simply move towards them and not talk about the conflict. You can still love them, encourage them, be around them. You don't have to fight with them in that moment. It doesn't mean that you're avoiding the conflict. It just means you're moving towards them, that your relationship is bigger than that conflict, that one issue. So you can move towards them and just be a person with them. Another thing that you can do is share with them how you're feeling in the midst of the conflict. Your vulnerability in conflict will lead the way for theirs as well. When you're vulnerable in the midst of conflict, you're showing that you trust this person with yourself, and that often results in them trusting themselves with you and sharing, here's how I'm feeling too. That honest vulnerability opens a lot of pathways for healing in relationships. Now, here's some things that I also want to caution you. If you are moving towards conflict and you're not healthy inside, if you're not moving towards conflict with love and grace, then it's probably a bad idea. If you're moving into conflict and you're full of anger, maybe take a break, pray, and then move back into conflict when you can move in with love and grace. If you're moving into conflict and you don't have a desire to reconcile, you probably need to take a break, pray, and come back when you have a desire to reconcile. And then finally, if you're moving into conflict and the other person is hostile, aggressive, elevated, again, that might be a good time to take a break from the conflict for everyone's benefit. So you can all come back when emotions are lower, reason is higher, and love is what's being offered. So relationships are messy. Leadership is messy. And if you avoid conflict, you're actually avoiding opportunities that God's given you to make amends, to find unity, to grow together and help that other person win. So I don't know what you're going to take away from today, but what I want you to do right now is just take a moment and ask, What did I need to hear today? What do I need to take away from this, and how can I apply it? Because if you just listen to this and don't apply anything, then it really doesn't matter, right? We want to be the sort of people who learn and then put it into practice and allow God to shape us through the tools that we're using and learning. So my hope and desire is that you, along with me, would become more relational, that you would realize that the business of leadership, the business of life is actually people. And the best thing that you can do to lead is to love. So let's lean into loving. Let's lean into leadership because God has called you to where you are. He's called you to what you're doing. And he has great plans for you. Just lean into him, trust him, love others, and watch God work in mighty ways. Thank you so much for being here at the Leadership Loop podcast. I would love if you would subscribe because we've got more content coming throughout the summer about what I'm learning. And then in the fall, I'm excited to bring back some incredible guests who we can learn together from. My desire for you is that you'd grow as a leader. That's why we do this. I'm growing. I hope you're growing. Let's get better in leadership because God's called us to it. Thanks for being here. We'll see you on the next one.